You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Changing our start time to 11.
So that way we aren't locked out when we get here.
Yeah. People, I'm banging on the door. Please let me in. Please let me in.
Turns out they don't open for coffee. They open for like lunch.
Yeah.
And
where are we again?
We are at the Detroit Shipping Company.
That's right.
On Peterboro.
There's places to eat downstairs.
Tacos. And the tacos are halal.
Oh.
Which is difficult to do because... no pork. So the gentleman who owns it, who's the chef there, was at an event and provided some of his tacos at the event. And they have like black bean and wild mushroom. And
you're making me very hungry.
I can't remember the other ones, but black bean and wild mushroom I remember. But no pork. But tacos. So yum.
Yum. We could try that.
Yeah.
I like it. So, bras, bitches, and balls. We start with bras. Then we go to bitches, and then we go to balls. No, but we do start with bras.
Well, we always have the bitches. I think that's us.
Pretty sure.
So, because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is.
You brought some bras that are for people post-mastectomy. Is that correct?
I did. Absolutely. We also use these as our wire-free bras. So, They're dual purpose. This is a company called Anita, and I brought the pink one because it's pretty. And it's a nice contoured bra with no wire in it, but it does give you that border that you would need or some women need. But on the inside, it's very, very soft, and it's lined, and there's a pocket in there.
Oh, so you can put your prosthetic.
If you'd like.
If you, yeah.
Right. You can put a prosthetic in there. You can do just one. Mm-hmm. Or two. It's very comfortable. If you have insurance and you need to be covered by insurance for your prosthetics and your mastectomy bras, we work with a New Life Prosthetics and Orthotics, which is on Woodward. And you can call the shop and we can get you that telephone number to hook you up with the people over at A New Life, and they can work with your doctor and get the insurance to take care of paying for your bras. We do the fittings. We make it very – it's not as clinical in our store. It's more female-friendly and more happy and warmer during this time of year. So we do the fittings, and then they take care of the insurance. It's a little bit of a clunky system, but that can be done. So I brought this one which typically you want to get fitted a few weeks after your procedure just so that all the swelling is gone and you're much more comfortable. And so for directly after the procedure, we have a bra that has silver threads woven through it. And this is by a company called Royce. So the silver threads help with bacteria. It's antibacteria, anti-odor. Also,
and the tag on that is literally post-surgery bra. So
yeah.
This is specifically made for right after surgery.
Right. And it is a $72 bra, but it has actual silver going through it. You can see the metallic. Plus, it's got buttons.
Front snaps for those of us who can't reach behind, particularly after a surgery.
And that's a lot easier to do than a zipper. Than having to line everything up and then mm-hmm. get your fingers in there. So if you're having problems with dexterity, that helps. This is also an interesting feature to this bra. It's, you heard that? It's Velcro. so that you don't have to worry about the little metal pieces to shimmy it up or doing it behind you. This is in the front, and you can tighten your straps up pretty easily. Again, if you have problems with dexterity at that or motor skills with your hands, you don't have to have just had surgery. This is also good for that. It's a very, very soft material. It gives a little bit of definition, but it definitely holds things up, gives you a good amount of support, makes you more comfortable after the surgery. So we can help with these situations as well.
So that is great. So do your self-exam. If you have a problem, see your doctor. And if you have to have a surgery, we have bras that will work for you.
That can help. Absolutely. Also, if you have a condition where you have a constant pain, these bras can help with those situations also. If you have MS, if you have fibromyalgia, if you have anything that causes you nerve tension, these, and you want to wear a bra, then we can help. Let us know. We try to be as we try to work with you and help. We're here to help. If nothing else, we're really, really
so good
just
for spoonies
help.
Too.
Yes, for what?
For spoonies.
Now I know what that is.
You to that phrase. That
yes.
That, yeah. Last
a
night,
a friend of ours last night said to me they were having a very difficult time, and I asked them, like, "You seem very down. What's going on?" And they said, "I don't have enough spoons." I was like, "I have spoons. I got spoons. I'll bring you spoons. How many spoons do you need?" And this person was like, "No, I'll send you a link. You're a dumbass." Okay. So I called Lisa. I was like, "What does this mean?" So she let me know that about spoon theory, and that person also sent me a link to a video, which mm-hmm. explained that
probably better than I did.
The video was no, you actually did a great job too. But in the morning, when you have a chronic condition. Sometimes you wake up and you have, you know, they're using the spoons as a metaphor for energy units. Mm-hmm. And you wake up with, you might wake up with 30 spoons, and just getting up and taking a shower takes away one of your spoons. But you might only wake up with 5. So you have to decide what's important to you and use those spoons as currency. So that helped me understand or put mm-hmm. what the person said.
So it's usually people who have things like fibromyalgia, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, all of those things that are invisible illnesses. You can't tell that we're in pain. But, you know, in a flare, when you talk about it from like the spoon theory perspective, grocery shopping isn't just one spoon, because if I go to Meijer, I have to park my car.
Yep.
And I have to walk through the parking lot.
Yep.
And when I'm in severe pain, that parking lot walk is a spoon by itself, and then walking through the grocery store and then packing my bags and then unloading the car. So when I was in a flare, I would do my grocery shopping, but I wouldn't end up eating that night, because by the time I got everything in the house and, you know, what had to be put away, I was done.
You're done. You're ready for bed.
Yeah. I was going to say something else about spoon theory, but that's pretty much it. So, yeah. So, spoonies are, some people with chronic conditions call themselves spoonies.
Yeah. So now we maybe have educated some other people on that.
Yeah.
Yay. We don't have Doxy here today.
I think that's quite noticeable. Doxy is not here
empty
today.
Green chair. But we also have, so we're going to talk about some things that she's working on, but we also have a call-in guest today, because it's also almost Halloween and there's lots of scary, scary things going on.
So, well, do you want to talk about Doxy's Death Cafe first?
Yeah, absolutely.
So she's doing a Death Cafe, Cafe du Mort, right?
Mm-hmm.
On
November 1st.
Dia de los Muertos. So, nice. November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
At Armageddon
Beach Party.
Right?
Yep.
What time is it?
7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And I saw something about costumes.
Yeah, it's a family friendly event. Come in costume and bring items for the altar.
You can't read it because you're not wearing your glasses.
I don't want to put my glasses on, Matt.
It's doing a community Day of the Dead altar.
at Armageddon Beach Party, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Family-friendly event. Mm-hmm. Come in costume. Bring items for the offerant. That's an altar.
Yeah, that should be very, so, you know, I think she's really created something that's helping the community.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think many people from the area, but maybe not everybody, are aware that one of the offerings that you bring to the altar is bread so that the ancestors can eat. So oftentimes what gets left is, you know, the loaves of bread and sugar skulls. Why are you looking at me like you have no clue?
Because I don't.
Oh. Okay. I thought you knew
sugar
that
skulls,
with your
but
sugar
I was like,
skulls
bread,
and
really?
All of that.
Yeah. I love sugar. I mean,
yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people give me sugar skulls, and that's great. That's really nice. Things that have the sugar skulls on it. I'm actually into skulls.
Ah.
I'm more into, like, death metal skulls. Biker skulls.
Not the Mexican culture.
They're beautiful. They're pretty. And they're very, very pretty. And I wear all the socks people have given me. I wear. But in reality, I'm into.
You're like skeletons.
And, yes.
Yeah. Speaking of, I just happened to notice the Free Press has an article on public art in the metro area. And we've got to take a trip to Mount Clemens. They have an awful lot of public art.
Where's that?
That's northern Macomb County.
Okay. So, look, you get me out of 8 Mile.
You can't get me past 8 Mile. Yeah. So it's a cute little town, but I did not realize how much public art they had until reading this article. And they have pictures of, you know, things in the city and things in Royal Oak and kind of everywhere. But there were a lot of different things from Mount Clemens, sculptures, and there's a giant painting of a sort of a zombie-esque looking woman, which made me think of you. I think you would appreciate it.
I would probably appreciate it. Yeah.
Not that you look like a zombie.
It's okay. Sometimes I do. It just continues to happen in the mornings.
So, So we'll have to do a little trip out to the cute little town of Mount Clemens and check out the public art. And they also have some good bars, whiskey bar in particular.
I do like that.
Enjoyable.
Yeah. I've learned to enjoy more of the brown liqueurs as I've gotten older.
The sipping drinks.
Understanding the delightful tastes. I mean, I your taste buds change over time. I don't eat Chef Boyardee anymore, so now I'm – but it was the best when I was like 10. Are you kidding?
No.
Really?
Not even knockoff. We could not afford real Chef Boyardee, but no, we did not eat.
No. So we have a gentleman coming on, and his name is Cody Bailey. Cody Bailey, I met during a class, 10,000 Small Businesses with the Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, 10,000 Small Business.
Goldman?
That was it. Goldman Sachs.
Golden Sachs are totally different.
I kind of like that.
I mean, you might have some at the store because you have that great men's underwear called Saks, but the gold men's Saks, 10,000 small businesses, is a whole different thing.
Merkel.
Sorry, Angela.
Cody is going to be coming on, and I really dig him. He's the chief scary officer, I think. I'm going to go back to what he says, calls himself, because it's really, really funny.
I'm going to put that on my law firm profile, chief scary officer. That's much more fun.
But when he goes to different places, he takes zombies and scary things with him. So I was like, why don't we just call in chief scare officer, haunter, entrepreneur with hushhaunt.com.
Wait, why didn't he come and bring a zombie?
Because I don't know if I can handle that right now.
Because
they're really, really good actors.
Oh, like actual people, not like paper mache.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No.
This is not your carnival haunting. This is like the real shit that's going to scare the snot out of you that I would watch from afar. He's a true artist.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that we should talk to him. I know you have questions for him. And we told him that we would give him a call at 10:30. It's 10:28. Meh, yeah. I don't mind being a little early. What do you think? Early?
Let's give him a call.
So we're going to give him a quick call. So we're calling from the studio. Did you guys know you could call in and talk to us? Not that, you know, you might want to. You might not.
Grandma charged after baby found stabbed in oven.
Hello.
Hi, Cody.
Yeah.
This is Lee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Just so you know, we are on
live.
Live with Bras, Bitches, and Balls.
Hi, Cody. I'm Lisa.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Can we turn him up?
So we wanted to talk to you about what you have going on. This is really your season, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I own and run Hush Haunted Attraction in Westland, Michigan. So yeah, October's our busy month and one time out of the year.
So how long are you guys open?
We started this year on September 21st and we'll run until November 3rd, but it's mainly weekends, a few weekdays. I think we're a total of 21 days this year.
That's fantastic.
So, and it's, run, I'm sorry, Run Hush Run?
It's a Hush Haunted Attraction.
Hush Haunted Attractions. Okay, she just showed me. Okay, got it.
And Hush. You can find hushhaunt.com is where you would find information about what you're doing and how to get there and how much it costs and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
So would you call this family friendly or adult friendly?
It's more adult centered, but we do get a lot of families that come as well. With, preteen, teenage kids, younger kids, not so much, but we do have a family event on October 28th from 3 to 5, which is we turn on all the lights and the monsters hand out candy and the kids trick or treat through the attraction.
So less so terrifying.
That, still.
That sounds fantastic. Well, I follow your Facebook page, and full disclosure, I'm terrified of things like this. Absolutely terrified. Because and I really consider you, I was just saying that you are a true artist when it comes to the haunting. But I want to show Lisa, if you look on the Facebook page, you'll see where it's very dark and you have pictures of people who are coming in absolutely terrified by the monsters. So it's pretty dark in there, right?
Yeah, yeah. We try to light the sets because we put so much work into them year round as best as possible. But also, you have to leave that darkness just so there is this extra scare factor.
Wow. So, do you spend the rest of the year building out the sets and stuff?
Yeah. We work on it year round. I have 4 full time people that do set design and building and fabricating and all that stuff.
It's pretty fantastic. But you had a fire earlier this year, right?
Yeah, that was at my other property. Yeah.
So do you have 2 that are?
Yeah, so the haunted house is on Ford Road in Westland, and then the property that had a fire was about a mile away, and that was a roller skating rink before the fire. Currently it's in reconstruction. We're kind of working on exactly what it's going to become, but
zombie roller skates,
zombie roller skating might actually do that because at least I could get away quickly.
So, when you say on Ford Road, how far off the 94 exit for people who are thinking about going out there?
94 is down by the Detroit end. So that's
Are you on the other end?
Yeah, we're right on Ford and 275. We're about 2 miles from 275.
Oh, okay.
Familiar with the IKEA location? Yeah, we're right.
Okay, so near IKEA. That's a good marker.
Yep. Yeah, 2 miles east of there.
2 miles east of IKEA.
All right, 2 miles east of IKEA. How long? So when you walk in the door, how long does it take you to get to the other end, to the out?
Depends.
It depends on the group. Some people move a lot faster, other ones move slow, all that stuff, but it's been averaging about 20 to 25 minutes.
Some never get out.
Oh, that's just terrifying. And do people come in costume or no?
Unlike Devil's Night and Halloween, you'll get people that do it in costume, but otherwise not much to that, no.
So you're open on Halloween, so you don't get to go out on Halloween, but this is your your party.
It is a party every night.
Well, you might as well just have people come to you.
Yeah, may as well.
Yeah.
I like it. So family night on the 28th.
Yes.
Do you notice any particular weekends that are busier than others, or is it all pretty much a steady stream from September until close?
Nope. The early on weekends are a little bit slower. The weekdays, so like this week and next week, we'll do Thursday. And also Sundays are a little bit slower. But these last 3 to 4 Saturdays and Fridays are they're busy.
The big ones.
This weekend is probably going to be the busiest because of Sweetest Day and all of that. But it'll be, yeah. I mean, this past Saturday, I think we had up to a 3.5-hour wait, depending what time you came.
Wow. I don't know what kind of message that sends if somebody takes you to this on Sweetest Day.
Some people really, really love to be scared.
I don't know. But I keep thinking of the escape room and how it would be way cooler to be in like that house doing an escape room than like some of the places where they have them where it's just like an office setup.
Add
some ambiance to it.
And how much does it cost to go in and be terrified?
On weekdays, so Thursdays, Sundays, and then any of the other ones we do, it's $18. And on Friday and Saturday, it's $20.
Okay. So, you know, that's perfect. Is there a theme this year? That was the other question that I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, so we've actually had the same theme. It's just kind of grown each year since I first opened it back in 2013. So it's you're in a New Orleans-inspired city, and you kind of just work your way through this city and go underground and discover that there's this nefarious corporation doing testings, and that's why everything's going to hell.
Literally. It's very funny. So I'm going to put some pictures up of you and some links up. Is there anything that you would like to tell our listeners so that they can have a ball at your place?
Yeah, so we do the regular season, which ends on Halloween, but we're also partnering with Mojo in the Morning for his Breaking and Entering Christmas. I don't know what the word is for it. Charity that he does every year. On November 2nd and 3rd, we're doing a second show that's going to be complete blackout, so all the lights will be off and you'll go through, and then we're donating all the proceeds from those 2 days to that charity.
Oh my God, that would be just my nightmare.
Yeah, I'm just, I just had a panic attack thinking about that. But very cool. So Mojo in the Morning event.
And Lights Out.
I'm stuck on New Orleans. I keep thinking of what's her name that.
From New Orleans.
Yeah, the one who like tortured her slaves and all of that.
Lori.
Yeah, LaLaurie. Thank you.
Yep.
Every time it comes up, like that's the first thing I go to is her. I think American Horror Story, one of the first seasons.
Yep,
involved.
Coven.
Yeah, Coven. Did you watch American Horror Story, Lee?
Nope, I did not. Listen, I get scared very, very, very
easily.
Oh,
I do too. I don't watch scary shows. I've only seen like bits and pieces of it.
But I'm fascinated by it. And ever since I met Cody, I've been stalking you a little bit because I'm like, man, he's brave. He's so brave.
Yeah.
But he's got a great imagination. And I really can watch you from afar and send people to you. And that's how I can appreciate your art.
So we participate.
I appreciate that.
Yes, appreciate it so much. Well, thank you for calling in, and we're excited for your season and hope you have a happy haunting.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Talk
you, Cody.
To you soon.
Bye.
Bye. So last night we were watching a Star Trek. Just happened to be that it was a very, very scary Star Trek, which is I know. I get it. It's
scary.
Star Trek. Listen, it just was. There were these very Macbeth-like witches that came up. And, you know, with Netflix, you can just kind of watch whenever you want. And my poor son was like, I'm absolutely terrified. I'm sorry. Felt really, really bad. I'm like, would you like to leave the door open tonight in case you need to freak out? But, yeah, he was like, you're the mother of the year, Mom. Mother of the year. Right before bed. I figured we'd be okay, but that's all right. So I know we have we want to talk about another podcast because we end up doing that on this show. We talk about other podcasts.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I'm scrolling through because I know Doxy wanted to plug the Damned show.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to find. Oh, coming up last weekend of the month. That's all I have. Do you know anything about the Damned show?
No, I'll find out some
all
more
right,
stuff
find
and put
out.
It on there.
Let's talk about, since we don't know anything about the Damned show, Doxy.
Doxy.
Let's talk about Sawbones, a marital guide. What the hell is their tagline? Something of...
It was awesome. I'll find that. She is a doctor, a surgeon, yes, right?
No, she's a family doctor. She's a family doctor. The hospital. Yeah, she does not cut people.
Well, she's
her husband is a comedian. He does like four different podcasts.
He was really funny.
Yeah.
A marital tour.
A marital tour of misguided medicine.
That's it.
Okay.
Ay, ay, ay.
So anyway, I've been listening to this for years. I didn't realize how many years until I had you go back and listen to The Resurrection Men. And that episode was from 2014.
Yeah. She's like, look at one called Resurrection Men. And I'm going backwards and backwards. I'm like, I finally called her. Hey, what are you talking about?
I'm in 2016. I don't see anything. I'm like, yeah, it's
2014. But it was great. And Resurrection Men were guys who would rob graves.
For science.
Sure.
For science.
For money.
Not just
I mean,
for
science.
Fun. I mean, they would... I would imagine that they didn't have a whole lot of fun doing it.
No, but they had to be pretty quick about it. And a lot of them got busted because it would be hard to dig up a pretty fresh grave to go in. They said that they would put holes in the side of the coffin so that it would be like, you know, a perforation. And they'd pop that out. They'd throw a hook in, pull the body out with a hook and chain, have to take his clothes off for some reason, or her. I don't know why. Leave the clothes behind, redress them, and then get them on public transportation. And so we're like, this is my drunk friend. So, yeah, they were saying it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
I don't remember,
which is like, meh.
I don't remember that part. But, yeah, so and then they would sell it to a medical school.
Right.
Because they didn't have donate your body to science.
No.
As an option.
Back then. So, I mean, I learned a lot about gross stuff. But nowadays it's really, really common to just donate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... Should be fairly easy, but you do have to find a place and tell them ahead of time. Your family can't just say, you know what? I think I'm just going to donate.
You had mentioned wanting to be part of a body farm, which is slightly different. So that's forensics versus
a cadaver
just saying,
field. Yeah.
Here, take me for your first year medical students.
Well, and with that whole thing with the cadaver field, it's my mother, she can't know. So we've got to figure that out. But yeah,
doesn't she listen to this podcast?
No, absolutely not. No, I don't think so. I know that one of her new granddaughter-in-laws does. Hi, yeah, she does. Amanda Joan, how you doing? but yeah, she really doesn't need to know about that. She it freaks her out a little bit. But cadaver fields, I find fascinating because then you just get to break down. Naturally.
Right. And so that kind of goes back to our discussion with Doxy and the natural burial versus pumping you full of formaldehyde and putting you in a locked metal casket so that you never decompose.
No, that is not for me. That is not for me. So this hasn't been as humorous as it normally is, but that's okay. We're talking very serious shit here.
Look. Sometimes you just gotta,
Gotta say what you gotta say. Absolutely. Lots of fun things going on.
Death can be hilarious, but it's not always.
It can. It's October, and our temperature has dropped.
Yes, and we're all freezing our asses off. By the way, I was going to mention earlier when I touched your hand, feeling the bra.
Yeah.
Holy shit, your hands are freezing.
Yeah, my hands are freezing. My feet are numb. Actually, I'm getting some blood back in my toes.
Good Lord.
But yeah, the conversation with my husband today was, we can turn on the heat, right? No, we're not ready to turn on the heat.
Yeah.
It's going to be 30 degrees tonight.
I tried to not do that, and I turned it on 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's going to be 30 degrees tonight. I mean, it says 30. There's no... Yeah.
I don't need my pipes to freeze.
I don't need myself to freeze.
Exactly, and also that.
Yeah, my dog, on the other hand, is incredibly happy. Nutbone.
Yeah. I have a four-dog night every night, so... It's just particularly comfortable now.
I did find a window open upstairs,
what?
Too. Yep. The cats didn't tell me. Said nothing. Just let us go about
They're
our business.
Like, hey, we're chilling up here. It's cool.
Literally. They were chilling.
So.
There you go. It was kind of crazy.
All right. So we got anything funny to say?
No. Not really.
Oh, so not, it's not funny, but I texted you last night that apparently I saw a, from a Facebook friend last week that my very small hometown, someone was arrested for murdering his wife 40 years ago.
I just, for one thing, 40 years ago, is there a statute of limitation for
not
murder?
Not for murder, not good. In Michigan. But I don't know where it occurred, too. It could have occurred in, I think the view is that it occurred in another state before he moved to my hometown.
That's amazing.
And then may have buried the body somewhere on his property because he was charged with first-degree murder and disinterring a corpse. But as far as I know, nobody knows. Like, his story was that his wife left him, and then 2 weeks later he had a girlfriend who I think he eventually married and has since passed. But
are they going to check into that one, too?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's interesting. Not a name I recognized in you know my small town because he moved to town. Yeah, you know, he wasn't one of the.
And you're from Sheboygan?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, I know how to say that one.
Yes. So that was a lot of excitement.
Yeah, that is.
Because that doesn't happen much in a town where everybody knows everybody.
Hopefully it doesn't happen much anywhere, but apparently it happened in Sheboygan. Not really in Sheboygan, but to somebody in Sheboygan.
Right.
So that's going on. What else do we have going on in October? You know what? We have a fit event at the store October 20th. It's a sports bra fit event by Anita.
Which ties right in with the Free Press Marathon.
Absolutely. Which you want to go run?
That weekend, right?
It's that weekend. It's the 21st. So we're going to have this sports
next
bra.
Next weekend.
Mm, yeah. Today's the 16th, right?
Mm-hmm.
17th. Whoa. So it's going to be in just a few days.
Yes.
So, yeah. We'll have the fit event, and then we're going to have the marathon the very next day. I'm not going to have the marathon, but so there's one other thing that we have.
I don't run unless a bear's chasing me, and that's why I moved away from Northern Michigan.
There you go.
Also, you're not supposed to run if a bear is chasing you, apparently. Like, you have an option. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to stand there.
Yeah.
I think my body is just going to be like, holy shit, I got to go.
I got to leave now. Hopefully somebody else is
you know, though, bears are fast. They can run like 45 miles an hour.
They're big.
Short bursts.
They're big. Whatever I think of a bear, I remember reading a story about a lady who there was a bear and people were trying to pet it because it was cute. And it wasn't a very big bear, but, you know, how big does it have to be?
And it ate her face off?
No, she let her child put his finger in peanut butter to see if they could get it to come over and lick his finger.
Did she lose custody of her child?
I hope so. Yeah. I had to stop reading it when I realized what was about to happen. So that's going to be a thing. Sports bras are happening. But there's something else that our listeners might be interested to have for the marathon. Can you guess?
Uber Lube.
Absolutely. Uber Lube is something that is made in Chicago.
I did not know it was made in Chicago until you mentioned it last week. But
yeah, it's an American-made product. We have it in the store. It's right by the cash register. And it looks like it would be a bottle of perfume, but it is not.
There is a sign that says, this is not perfume.
No. It is lubricant. It's three types of medical-grade silicone and vitamin E. And it was developed for extreme athletes to prevent chafing. So in between your legs, on your nipples, because if you're running and your shirt's running, you know.
Yes, yeah. You have bleeding issues.
Yeah. Under your arms, if you just want to go for a nice long walk and your thighs meet like most women's do, no matter how thin they are, unless they're bowlegged, then, you know, it's actually a nice, soft, silky, smooth feeling. It's great for your hair in the wintertime. It's good for your cuticles. There's no perfume. There's no dyes in it. There's no taste to it. It's not going to change the pH of any orifice, but it's also great for sex. So extreme athleticism or
I keep forgetting, that. And it's still in my car, to mention also that you have a new lingerie detergent that you are selling at the store because I have Forever New, but you gave me a sample of soak, which you apparently just soak and you don't have to rinse.
You don't have to rinse it. It actually kind of gives the material a nice conditioning. There's no lauryl sulfate in it so that there's not a lot of suds there, but it does a great cleaning. And the ink on the bottle is all biodegradable. The bottles are made from recycled products. It's all natural. It really hits a whole bunch of
things. And it comes in like seven different scents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lady-owned business, American business.
So, yes. Very cool. So, Soak. I have not tried it yet, but it's because, it, like I said, it's still sitting in my car in the cup holder. not a place I normally wash my lingerie.
In the car?
Yeah. In the car cup holder. Maybe Barbie lingerie, but not mine. Wednesday. I'm trying to think of what anything else is going on. We'll have to talk about the Damned next week.
Yes.
When Doxie's back and can give us more deets on it.
I miss her.
Yeah.
She had to do really exciting
stuff today.
She did.
Had to deal with math people or something.
Oh, Joe Ramos says that they talked about that on the Criminal Podcast. Cool stuff. Oh, wait, Joe, were they talking about – now we need to know which one we were saying. Probably the one about Sheboygan, about the dude getting caught in Sheboygan.
He just got caught last week, so maybe, I don't know about that. But maybe Resurrection Men. Criminal is a great podcast, too. Have you listened to that? Have I recommended that to you?
No. I mean, I'm listening to many podcasts
already. You listen to My Favorite Murder and they talk about Phoebe Judge?
Yes.
Phoebe Judge, This Is Criminal.
This Is Criminal.
They're talking about her. Her voice is amazing. But yes, so she does a lot of look backs at things like, unlawful incarceration, or not unlawful, but like she did, I think one time was on, when I called you and I was like, you didn't tell me that Venus flytraps only grow in Wilmington, right?
North Carolina.
It's like the only place in the U.S. that Venus flytraps grow. I've learned that on an episode of Criminal.
If you find Venus flytraps actually in other areas besides North Carolina being for sale, there's been poached.
Yeah. And so this episode was all about...
That's a real thing.
Venus flytrap poaching and how people were trying to figure out, you know, how...
How to get into the swamps. And it's a very, it's not a huge swamp that they are, I guess that word is called indigenous, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they naturally grow in. But when we were in Germany, so I lived in Germany for a couple of years. It was kind of crazy and fun. We were going through a market and there were baby Venus flytraps there.
And you're like, this is...
We should buy one. My husband's like, no, they've been poached.
Oh, God, really? Yeah. Yeah. So, like, literally just some swamps outside of Wilmington. And so and this couple had like, their greenhouses destroyed from poachers. And, yeah, so she deals, like, stuff like that. Sometimes it's, like, kind of straight-up stuff that you may have heard before with a different spin on it. And sometimes it's just things like, where in the hell else would you hear about Venus flytrap poaching?
So you wouldn't. Oh, so there is an open house at the Park Shelton on the 25th, if you've ever wanted to live in Midtown.
Did that Newman just text you?
Yeah.
Newman, thank you.
Thank you, Newman. If you've ever wanted to live in Midtown in an old hotel, old bachelor's hotel, the Park Shelton could be the place for you. It has been renovated. There are some stores in the bottom, but some that won't be there much longer. We will be open late night that night at Busted, as well as in the Peacock Room. We'll be open until 8:00. So that you could come in. If you need to do some late night shopping, you can.
And if you are an art person and you don't already know, Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera lived there when Diego Rivera was doing the murals across the street at the DIA.
Sure did. Yeah, it was a very significant time in their lives.
I believe why Frida, Rachel's other store in the Park Shelton, is named
called
Frida.
Yep. Yeah, she, Rachel's really good at preserving history. She's good at... promoting her area, and she's very proud of that. And I think she's done a great job. I love going into Frida. I like going into the Peacock Room an awful lot as well.
Well, you and I just went into their new flagship store in the Fisher Building, and oh my God, that is gorgeous.
Amazing. Yeah, she's done
like
such
walking into
amazing
a Parisian
work.
Salon.
It's salon. It's, I mean, the high ceilings are beautiful. She's done an amazing job. She's really, really very good at what she does. So I enjoy that.
So open house on the 25th.
Right. There's several condos that are open that are going to be for sale. And there's going to be, you know, adult refreshments there.
The brown kind?
No, I think the red and the white kind.
Wine. Okay. No, that's what I would expect. Wine. But I was just tying it back to earlier.
Liquor. Yeah. I mean,
to earlier
whiskey and bourbon. Yeah. starting to really enjoy bourbon. And you know what else happens this
bourbon
season?
Bourbon is lovely.
My husband makes drinkable custards, and then you put a little bit of bourbon on top, and you drink the custard through the bourbon. Ew, so good.
Oh, so good.
Okay.
I used to not do the bourbon, and as I've gotten more mature, now I do. Because sometimes in the holiday season, you really need it.
Always need it.
But yeah, I think the open house is going to be a lot of fun, as well as people get to see, you know, if you really want to live in the Midtown area, this is a great place to be. Great views of the city. That's where the parade starts on Thanksgiving, is at the Park Shelton.
Speaking of,
yeah,
do you want to tell people what you're doing in the parade?
I'm going to be a clown.
You're in the clown corps.
I'm in the clown corps. I'm very excited about it. I didn't realize that every clown has a different outfit on that they make specifically for that clown.
And you can't get like certain things until you've been there for 10 years. And right. It's like a whole...
It's a cult.
It's a clown cult.
It's a cult. But half of it's white, and then half of mine is going to be a feminine, feminista type of material. So it's got, you know, neon beakers and purple atoms and benzene rings and gears and gadgets all over it. And then I'm going to have a big hat, but I need a big pink wig, so that'll be fun. Yeah, I'm really excited. It'll be nice and bright and early. I'll have to be there at 5:30 in the morning. But this is one of those bucket list things. I want to check this off my bucket list.
Okay, but was being a clown on your bucket list until you got asked to be a clown, or is it like one of those, hey, that's cool, now I'm going to put it on my bucket list and check it off, like
really
I do with my task list.
My tax list
where I'm like, get up, check, did it.
Yeah, I really don't have one of those, but I thought it would be fun. Every time I've seen the clowns out there, I thought it would be fun. And I grew up in Mardi Gras, you know, so we would get... On Joe Kane Day, we would have homemade floats that we would get on and throw things off.
Who Day?
Joe Kane. Joe Kane was a legendary partier in Mobile, Alabama. And he is buried in a cemetery there. And the parade that day goes down the major streets and we end at his grave. Yep. Joe Kane Day. We'll talk about that at Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Mardi Gras. Which Mardi Gras was in Mobile, Alabama, 100 years before New Orleans.
So there you go, New Orleans.
From, yeah.
But you still have Madame La...
That's her.
La Lori.
Nicely done.
I'm like, shit, I'm going to forget her name again.
So who's doing the open house? I should tell you that.
It's, yeah. Who is
doing it? Our friend Liz Tintinelli. Fantastic real estate person. Realtor.
Seriously, they are trademarked, yeah. And it's all capital letters.
Liz in Detroit, I believe, is the where you find her. But she's great. She's been, I mean, we've been in Detroit and associated with Detroit since 2001. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the very first people that I met, and she has been
She used to be
estate.
Involved in Illuminate, and mm-hmm. they would take old buildings that had not yet that were in the process of being renovated for lofts and stuff and do tours of them
and do pre-selling.
Yeah Just very cool events.
She did some great work. So that would be the 25th of this month, which is just in a few days. And then if you just need to come get a bralette, that's when you can come do it. Yep.
Oh, late at night, not like, oh shit, I'm late for something and I need a bra.
That happens a lot. Listen, we get brides that come in the day of the wedding.
Okay, that's gotten it a little close. You did have a young lady come in the other day when I was in for homecoming, and she had a very plungy dress, and you got a new product in. Do you want to mention that new product?
Yes. The new product is called the Brassy Bra, and it is a material with adhesive on the inside, and you put it on and you can trim it to the shape of your dress, and it does support, and it is made for most size breasts, so it goes into the larger breast cups, where most of those things are really made for A through C cups. This is going further. There's all kinds of videos, and you can find, we can talk about that soon. We can put the videos up. That's really cool. This girl really did a great job in creating that. Remember, I was trying to do that a long time mm-hmm. ago. Nobody would understand what I was saying. But I needed to do this. That's not a thing. It needs to be a thing. She made it a thing. It was
cool.
A really good thing. So, yeah, that's there. And it comes in different shades. So there's different skin tones, which is really great. Also,
It's sort of like that sports kinetic tape. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry. You must be mistaking me for someone who does sports. What the fuck are you talking about?
Sports kinetic tape. You'll see people like, okay, do you ever actually watch the Olympics?
Not really, no.
Okay. I don't know what to say to you then. You'll see people with it, like things wrapped around their knees. And the tape on their show. Never mind. It's like sports.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, boobs. I've seen it. I mean, I watch football, but usually they're covered in clothing and pads. But yes, I have seen. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. Good. Yeah. It's a lot like. Yeah. Similar to that.
When you say shoulder, I've seen it on people's rotator cuff shoulder. Yeah. So got it.
It's a lot like that, but for your boobs. All right. And on that note, you got anything else? It's October.
I got nothing.
We got to go get warm someplace.
Yeah. Let's go get a cup of coffee with some bourbon in it. I kid about the bourbon part.
You right do?
Now. Well, okay. Not only for lunch. I mean, I got work to do.
So I got one more thing to plug, and then I'll shut up. Doxy's event out by Mariner's Inn on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Is a free shopping event.
I have a box in my car for you.
It's a shopping with dignity. I've got a whole bunch of stuff in the back. I've got to go find her and throw it in her car. It's a shopping with dignity event. It's going to be on Sunday, the 21st. If you have items that you would like to donate, you are welcome to bring it to Busted Bra Shop in the next day or so. And it's Sunday at the Mariner's Inn. Yeah. That's a free store on Cass Avenue so that people can come in and find gently used, clean clothing hung up and they can shop and get what they need.
Can actually pick out what they want rather than taking whatever's handed to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes. That event, which did you say Burners Without Borders is doing?
I believe that's the organization she's working with at this point. I mean, Doxy does lots and lots of things, but the Rotary Group has been bringing things in for her. And but we'll take it at Busted. If you have something to donate, bring it on down. And if you miss the deadline for getting it in for this event, she does other events. So she can get it to people who need it.
And socks. Socks are always needed.
Socks are always needed.
So if you want to even just buy a 10-pack of socks and donate them, that would be
a fantastic thing. Feet are important. All right.
As ours are freezing sitting in here, and we're not out on the street.
Absolutely. So I want to take this time also to thank the Vomit Spots for letting us use their music for our intro and outro. Intro and outgo music. They do still play live down on the Gulf Coast. So I do need to get
field
to see
trip.
Them. Yes. Would that be fun?
It would be.
It would be great. Yeah. So apparently I have lots of spoons to use today, so. There you go. All right, Miss Ellen, I think we're done.
Thank you.
See y'all next week. Stay bitchy.